This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine was hit with massive Russian missile strikes across the country on Thursday, including in the capital of Kyiv, as well as the city of Kharkiv, according to the military. Ukraine's Air Force said on social media that the enemy is attacking the country with air and sea-based cruise missiles from strategic aircraft and ships. Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in as Israel's prime minister again on Thursday in a comeback at the head of a hard-right cabinet that promises to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and pursue other policies criticized at home and abroad. The 73-year-old political veteran is on trial for graft charges he denies and has sought to calm concerns about the fate of civil rights and diplomacy since his bloc of nationalist and religious parties secured parliamentary majority in a November 1st election. Hundreds of Israeli left-wing and centrist activists, as well as other protesters, gathered in front of Israel's parliament, the Knesset, to protest against Netanyahu's new government inauguration. The hard-right Israeli government aims to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, as we said. The veteran leader is on trial for graft charges, and he has denied any wrongdoing. The number of people who died is likely to rise from a massive fire at a hotel in Cambodia. Emergency vehicles from across the border in Thailand rushed to the blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino and Hotel. Thai media reports that dozens of Thai citizens were trapped, and videos posted on social media show people falling from the roof. This is VOA News. The blizzard in western New York claimed more than three dozen lives, with the city of Buffalo being one of the hardest hit areas. AP correspondent Donna Warder has our report.
63-year-old Carolyn Eubanks, who needed an oxygen machine, collapsed into her son's arms after losing electricity at her Buffalo home. Her son tells the Buffalo News that he and his stepbrother knocked on nearby doors and got help from a neighbor, but Eubanks couldn't be revived. The Niagara County Sheriff's Office says 27-year-old Timothy Murphy died after a snow-covered furnace sent carbon monoxide into his home in Lockport. The daughter of 52-year-old Monique Alexander tells the Buffalo News that her mom was found buried in the snow. She says she doesn't know why her mother went out in the storm. And 22-year-old Andell Taylor died in her car after it got stuck on her way home from work. I'm Donna Warder.
Moves by the U.S. and Japan to mandate COVID-19 tests for those arriving from China reflects global concern that new variants could emerge from China's explosive outbreak. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The surge in cases of COVID-19 in China has led other nations to take protective measures, as governments worry China may not inform the world quickly enough of any new variants that could emerge. Whilst there have been no reports of new variants so far, there are concerns that China is not being transparent with data on signs of evolving strains that could spark fresh outbreaks elsewhere. India, South Korea, Taiwan and Italy have also announced various testing requirements for passengers from China. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says his country is waiting to see what happens.
We'll continue to monitor the circumstances that are occurring in China and in other parts of the world as well as we do.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Kosovo reopened its biggest border crossing with Serbia on Thursday, hours after protesting Serbs in its north promised to remove roadblocks, easing a surge in tensions that has alarmed world powers. Both the European Union and the United States have been pressing Kosovo and Serbia to step back from a mounting confrontation that has seen Serbia put its army on the highest combat alert. Serbs in northern Kosovo have been erecting roadblocks since December 10th in protest at the arrest of a former Serb policeman, the latest in a long series of flashpoints, agreed to start taking them down after he was moved to house arrest. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts.